Blog Talk Radio.
I would be folding. They say, how can he walk away? Look what y'all showed him, but look what y'all showed him. Cold shouldered him, scolded and stood over them, wagging your finger cause it ain't ignorant sin. But we mindful and break law like we spiteful. Satan sexing you, he doing more than enticing you. Then you cry to y'all like you mean it. All y'all saying, my people, oh how very sick. Those who we love, we will afflict. Too correct, but your prayer is gone. When you keep coming to Yah with that same old song, we knew it was wrong, but we cried to Yah all the day long. Yo, with that same old song. We hustle, lie, connive, and steal, and all Yah hear is that same old song. We murder, conspire, and trying to kill, and all Yah hear is that same old song. But when we down and now we want Yah to heal, but all Yah hear is that same old song. Why don't we turn to Yah with open arms so we can stop? Yo, singing that same old song. Our hoodlums, hood rats, crackheads, CEOs, what y'all living for? Gotta get that cheddar, gotta get the dough by any means, even if you gotta lay your brother down and his mama gotta put a son in the ground. Y'all pray to Christ, which is like praying to rice. JC is fake B, that's why after you call him, you in the chase. State P, what's black saying that Christ is no help for the hoodlums or the black doctors, but we love the slick pastors, even though we'll end in quick disaster. Only a Christian could do his brother's wife, knife his moms, and be welcomed to Christ with open arms. You heard it from H-Bombs, turn back to Yah, or when he come, you'll be crying to him with that same old song. We hustle, lie, connive, and steal, and all Yah hear is that same old song. We murder, conspire, and trying to kill, and all y'all hear is that same old song. But when we down and now we want y'all to heal, but all y'all hear is that same old song. Why don't we turn to y'all with open arms so we can stop singing that same old song? Yahweh is the God of the black American, Israel nation, and Jamaican plus the Haitian. Many of ours be hating cause truth they not facing, but I can't make them. Y'all will reveal what be fake and what be real. Only I can tell you the deal, take it or leave it. My message I must bring through my rap, my heart sing out to my people. Y'all fought so long to be equal, equal with a beast, one who is lower than you. Rise up, black man, open your eyes, black queen. Y'all say kings will come through you. Can you dig what that mean? Soon deliverance will come, it won't be long. Our children will rise to be strong and depend on Yah, and we'll leave Babylon in his hoods. Same old song. We hustle, lie, connive, and steal, and all y'all hear is that same old song. We murder, conspire, and trying to kill, and all y'all hear is that same old song. But when we down and out, we want y'all to heal, but all y'all hear is that same old song. Why don't we turn to y'all with open arms so we can stop singing that same old song? We hustle, lie, connive, and steal, and all y'all hear is that same old song. We murder, conspire, and trying to kill, but all y'all hear is that same old song. But when we down and out, we want y'all to heal, but all y'all hear is that same old song. Why don't we turn to y'all with open arms so we can stop singing that same old song?
Word, two or three witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yah, do I lift up my soul and trust
to you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Oh, God, hear it. Oh, God, hear it. Oh, God, hear it.
This seven seas, captivity is taking hold upon me. You frighten me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are as wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies of your root. What a prey in pursuit, rebellious of the sons, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy order in this rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth. God's word is the truth. God decreases the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They call in the Sam. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fate. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. You see the wicked's pride deflate. He adore God, magnify God, cut his grace.
Oh, God, hear this. Oh, God, teach us. Oh, God, hear this. Nothing but the truth.
Yahweh, what's up?
Yahweh. What's cracking, Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh.
Come on.
JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this, that you call Yahushua, Yahweh, Shah, Yahweh, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One, Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the Son of Man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied? Man, you frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spitting disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on.
Man, you just trust in Yahweh Elohim. When he says the remnant, it'll be like they dream. My friends just remind me to never go a horn. Yahweh's laws are my love, I'll ever adore them. I write them down on paper to get them in my heart. I meditate and recite the laws as I walk. The fear of Yahweh is the hate, evil, lies, and pride. The great one is the least law, so send that to the spies.
Yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yah. It's a blessing to be with you today on this night of the fifth day, bringing you nothing but the truth. It's my honor, privilege, and pleasure to be able to sit in for our Elder Moray, Moray Ashaya, your original host of this program. He's not out sick or nothing like that, but he is out on business. So it's a blessing that I was able to come here tonight to still bring you nothing but the truth. And speaking of Moray Ishaya, may the Most High bless his travels, that he may make it back home to his family safe. Hallelujah. And like I said, it's a blessing that I was able to make this sacrifice tonight. And praise Yahweh for Moray Ishaya when he's able to fill in. Praise Yahweh for my beautiful brother Moray Obadiah when he's able to fill in. And he done filled in a few times this week. But my brother is always there to answer the call because he was raised up to serve the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Tonight, bringing you nothing but the truth, I will be dealing with sacrifices. I will be dealing with sacrifices because the Most High in the Book of Psalms, the 50th chapter, I'm going to read a verse in the Psalms to let you know why. Tonight, I'm going to be dealing with sacrifices. But before I do, I just wanted to praise the Most High Yah. And I just wanted to proclaim that I love the mighty Yahweh. I love the mighty Yah with a very joyous and deep love in my heart. And this is why I had to be here tonight. I've been missing in action when it comes to the program. Nothing but the truth. But it's a blessing to be back with you all. It's been a while. And I plan to make my appearance more frequent. Because I've purposed in my heart that I have to serve the Most High Yah with all my heart, soul, and might. And I can't just come and praise the Most High Yah just on the Sabbath. I praise Yahweh that the Most High has given his vision of feeding the people with the truth every day. He gave this vision to my father, Moray Ashaya, and it's been a little over a year ago now. But at the last day of atonement, of course, in reflecting on that day, humbling ourselves to the Most High on that day, we began to reflect on how we want to do more for the Most High, how we want to get better for the Most High, how we want to increase our servitude to Yah, since he said, "Thou art my servant on Israel." And so this is naturally going to be the heart of his servants on how can we do better in serving Yah. And Moray Ashaya came to us fellow Morays that's up under him and said, "Listen, we can't just teach on the Sabbath and we can't just teach one day out the week, because that was what was going on. So we're going to have to teach and bring forth the word of Yah every single day." And I praise Yahweh for it. At the time, I had a little reservation, even though I said praise the mighty Yah, because I knew that you couldn't go wrong. The Most High wants us to be in his word every day anyway. That's what he said, "When thou risest up, when thou walkest by the way, thou shalt always be talking and meditating in these laws day and night, because this is how you will be blessed. Blessed is he that meditate in the word of Yah day and night, and in the laws and in the word of Yah is his delight." And so I knew you couldn't go wrong with the vision. But my reservation was from a weak heart. And the bad part of the heart that says, "Man, that's just going to be a lot." Of course, I didn't allow that to expel out of me. I just said, "Hey, praise the mighty Yah. And if that's Yah's will, then let it be done." And here it is, a little over a year later, it's been done. And of course, some days we miss due to unforeseen reasons. But for the most part, this sacrifice is being done. And I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to tell my people that's listening in, I'm one of the ones that's being fed. So when my father get up here, Moray Ashaya, when Ishai and Obadiah, they get up here throughout the week, I've done seen from my own experience of how much of a blessing it is to be able to tune in and just listen to the words of Yah as you're handling your business and as you're driving and by the way and going to and fro throughout the earth, and you're able to just still get fed the words of Yah. And so I just wanted to praise Yahweh for this sacrifice and this vision that he's laid before us. I want to praise Yah for allowing me to be a part of it. And I want to make myself more a part of it because I know it's only a blessing. And I can't allow myself to miss out on the blessings. I haven't been missing out on the blessings listening in, but I got to get some of the blessings by bringing my offering as well. So praise Yahweh for that. Thank you, my brother. And I also want to praise Yahweh not only for Moray Ashaya, for Moray Isha, Moray Obadiah. I want to praise Yahweh for my beautiful brother, Lemuel, that comes here every single night without fail on time to get the program started up and to boot up the machines and get everything going and watch people's questions and concerns online. I want to praise Yahweh for him, and may Yahweh bless him as well. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful work you do, brother. And I know Yahweh sees your work, and I just hope that you know not only you blessed just to be able to do the work, because you could be dead or something, but no, you blessed to be in the land of the living to work for Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. So here we are here tonight, 1907 Vine Street in the Sanctuary of Yah, to bring you nothing but the truth. And I'm going to go ahead and get into it. We are at Psalms, the 50th chapter. And in verse 5, it says, "Gather my saints together unto me, those that has made a covenant with me by sacrifice." Most High has 7 everlasting covenants that he has made with his people. But the Most High, in his book, says, "Gather my saints together unto me, those that's made a covenant with me." Not a covenant that I made with them, but they have themselves made a covenant with me. And their covenant with me is by the way of sacrifice. And a covenant is an agreement. And when you make an agreement, it's like a contract. You make a commitment. You sign yourself and your name on a dotted line. And you commit yourself to particular terms. And you say, "This is what I agree to." And that's why I told you all tonight that, listen, the covenant that I've made with the Most High is that we'll serve the Most High. Me and my household, we're going to serve Yah. And not only serve Yah, but we're going to do it with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. We're going to do it with all our might. We're going to put our mind, we're going to put our diligence, our due diligence, our strength to this thing that's called serving Yah. And so this is why I want to speak on the sacrifices tonight, because the Most High, he said, "Listen, my thoughts is not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways." And you gotta understand that, people. Yahweh truly, his ways, as he said, as the earth and the heaven is higher than the earth, so is his ways higher than ours. They're way higher. So what you think you know and what you think that should be done, you got to know that Yahweh has a whole nother level of thinking. So you might think that, "Man, I'm about to die. So let me go ahead and get this morsel of bread and let me get this cup of whatever kind of beverage it is so I can live." And if that's your thoughts, you got to know that, well, Yahweh got a thought about it as well. But his thoughts is higher. His thoughts might be, "No, refrain from that morsel of bread and refrain from that cup of beverage so you can live." But whatever the thought of the Most High is, we got to know it's higher, and we have to seek. We have to find out what is Yahweh's thoughts, that we can make the proper sacrifices, because the Most High is going to teach us. He's going to show you things. when he said, gather my saints together, those that made a covenant with me by sacrifice. These are not sacrifices that we conjure up ourselves. No, no, the Most High teaches us. Go with me to the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter. In the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 6th verse. And I'm going to start at verse 5. Hosea 6 and 5. Therefore have I healed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And this sacrifice is the sacrifice that is the killing of bullocks and lambs. You will read in the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse, where the Most High said that he did away with these sacrifices of killing bullocks and shedding his blood upon the altar. So the Most High said, listen, I desire mercy and not this sacrifice. And the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. So what I'm showing you today and what the Most High is actually showing, what he's shown me is the flip side of the coin. You got this side of the coin, which is the sacrifices. And when you hear sacrifice, the first thing that comes to mind, and let's go there real quick. Let's go to Jeremiah, because often I go out. And I know a lot of us Israelites that call ourselves Torah-based believers often run into people that tell us, man, you believe in the Old Testament, the Torah? How can you believe in that? Where's your sacrifice? You can't even make a sacrifice. As if the whole book is based on sacrifice. Well, in the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse says, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, put your burnt offerings into your sacrifice and eat flesh. Nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I brought them out of the land of Egypt to serve me. And when Moses went to the Pharaoh, he said, let my people go. Thus says Yah, let my people go, even my firstborn, that he may serve me. And the Most High began to teach us about his commandments. He didn't tell us that, listen, I want you to make this burnt offering, this sacrifice, and this and that and the other. But he said, listen, for I spake, this is the 22nd verse of Jeremiah 7, I spake not to your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice. That's the flip side of the coin. On this side of the coin, you got sacrifices. Yahweh said, well, on that side of the coin, put your burnt offering to your sacrifice, eat flesh. See, back in the days, we had, you just couldn't just go out and just eat flesh any kind of way you wanted to. We are holy people. So we just didn't have the right to just go out and killing and eating flesh. But the Most High said, listen, eat your flesh. But I'm not concerned with the sacrifices and burnt offerings. Let me give you the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin is, I want you to obey my voice. That's the sacrifice and burnt offering that I want you to give me. To obey my voice. And in turn, if you finish reading, I will be your Elohim. And ye shall be my people. Walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. And this is all the Most High is looking for us to be at the end of the day. He wants us to be well. You hear this word today, health and wellness. Well, that's all the Most High want for us. He want wellness, that it may be well unto you. Just to be well on all spectrums of the board. Finance, mental wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness. That's why he said be well unto you. It ain't no particular kind of well. It's all well. Everything is well. Because the truth is when you become sick in one area, it actually makes all the other areas sick. And if that small area of sickness do not get healed, eventually it will pollute every single other area till all is polluted, to all is sick, and to all is gone and done. Till it's destroyed, because that's what sickness does. And this is why when you find the Most High, I say you find a sickness in the land, you have to be diligent to get rid of it. Because if you let it fester, it will spread and it will pollute and destroy all that's good. But the end thereof for us, that Yahweh desire, is for us to be well. But he said you have to make the right sacrifice. And your sacrifice that you need to make and concern yourself with is obeying my voice and walking in all the ways that I command you. In other words, keep my commandments. And so, but if you go back to Hosea, the 6th chapter, I want you to notice something here. The 6th verse, the Most High is saying and making a proclamation. He said, listen, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. See, every time Yahweh says that sacrifice and saying he don't desire the sacrifice, he's going to give you the flip side of the coin. In other words, I'm going to give you the true sacrifice that you should be concerning yourself with. And here, the flip side of the coin, he said mercy. I desire mercy. And he said, in the knowledge of Elohim, more than burnt offerings. So people, this is what the Most High want us to concern ourselves with. The knowledge of Elohim. The knowledge of Yah. And I can understand why Yahweh is showing us that, man, the knowledge of Elohim is truly a sacrifice, because how else are you going to get the knowledge of Elohim? You have to make a sacrifice. Which means what? You're going to have to give away something to get something. You're going to have to give something. You're going to have to sacrifice something for you to get this thing that Yahweh said, that it's called the knowledge of Elohim. And what are you going to have to give? With the knowledge of Elohim, let me show you. One thing you're going to have to give, undoubtedly, you know this, is your time. And we know that time is priceless. Time is so valuable that you can't even go in your stores and buy it. It's hard to buy yourself time. Time is something that is the most precious and most priceless thing that we have in our midst. And guess what? You got to give it up to get this thing that's called the knowledge of Elohim. Go with me to the book of Psalms 51, verse 6. the knowledge of Elohim is one thing and one thing only. And this is why the program that we're teaching before you throughout the week is called Nothing But the Truth. Because that's what the knowledge of Elohim is. It's nothing else. It's nothing but the truth. That's what the knowledge of Elohim is. And the Most High saying, listen, if you want to make a sacrifice to me, well, I desire mercy. And I desire the knowledge of Elohim. Now, when you come before me with your sacrifice, that's what I want to see. Do you got the knowledge of Elohim? The Most High is tired of dealing with sons and daughters that don't know him. They come before him and they don't even know him. They praise his name, but they don't even know him. Can you imagine dealing with somebody and how frustrating it can be? And you supposed to have a relationship with them? Can you imagine being with your wife or your husband? And after all these years, you still don't know me? You still don't know who I am? You still don't know what I like? You still don't know what I dislike? You still don't know the truth about me? And a lot of times we just don't know these truths about one another because we just don't take out the time. We don't make the necessary sacrifice to get to know one another. Because as I've been teaching lately, is that really we all just prideful. We got this thing that Yahweh said he hate, which is a proud look, which means you only concerned about yourself. You only concerned about your state of being. You only trying to discover your own heart. So trying to find the knowledge of Elohim or the knowledge of my husband, knowledge of anybody other than yourself, is something really is way in the back of your head. Psalms 51, and I won't say the back of your head, it's all of us. I include myself. This is why the Most High is even teaching me the things he's teaching me, because I'm not the victim. I'm an offender. I'm the one that's doing these things. I've been prideful. I've had a proud look, so the Most High had to teach me. I haven't made these necessary sacrifices, so the Most High had to teach me. And this is how I teach people. When the Most High teach me and what he feed me with, this is what I share with the people. What else I'm going to teach? What else I'm going to share? What else I'm going to give? But that which is real in my own life, what Yahweh has shown me to be the truth and nothing but the truth. In Psalms 51, I'm going to start at verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. This is the desire of the Most High. So you want to make sacrifices to the Most High. This is all sacrifices, all about doing something that's pleasing to the Most High. But the people had got it all twisted and said, look, y'all said, I'm not pleased with this thing that you do. Go with me to Psalms. While we in Psalms 50, Psalms 51, go back one more Psalms to Psalms 50. See, it showed the Most High, he desires truth in the inward parts. And the only way to get truth in your inward parts, see, the truth in your inward parts, the truth, period. What is the truth? The truth is the knowledge of Elohim. That's the truth. And to get it in your head and in your inward parts, you got to make a sacrifice. But go to Psalm 50 real quick. In the chorus in verse 5, we say, gather my saints together, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Sixth verse. The heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Elohim is judge himself. Selah, he's judge himself. He is the judge. There is no, and any other judge outside of Yah, when you read in the book of Judges, these are all just servants of Yahweh's judge, of his judgment. So it's not the judgment of Ruth or Ezra or any other judge. They only come as servants of Yah. So if Yahweh is a judge and he sent his servants, these are little judges that's coming because they carry the judgment of Yah. They carry the workload of Yah's judgment. So therefore they call judges. But these are extensions. This is what Yahweh said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yah revealed to? And see, Yahweh got an arm. And when his arm come, he's going to be a servant that's carrying out the work of his mighty hand. Because that's all he do with his servant. He put his hand upon him. He put his spirit upon him. He put his blessing upon him. And trust and believe, all he got to do is take it from him, and then there's nothing. But there is only one judge. He says, for Elohim is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against thee. But we don't want to hear. Our people are deaf. They don't want to hear the Most High. I am Elohim, even thy Elohim. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. He's going to let you know, look, ninth verse. I will take no bullock out of your house. I don't want it. Nor he goats out of thy folds. I don't want it. For every beast of the forest is mine. The cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains. The wild beasts of the field are mine. And if I was hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? See, the Most High said, listen, my thoughts is higher than your thoughts, and my ways is higher than your ways. The Most High is letting you know, do you really think I sit around eating this flesh, these bulls? Do you think I'm sitting there doing that? Do you think I'm drinking the blood of these goats or something? He said, listen, you want to offer something to me? Offer unto Elohim thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And that's one of the sacrifices that I will speak on. I don't know if I'm going to get to it today, but the sacrifice I'm speaking on at this moment is the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. This is something that you must have. This is something that you must, if you're a servant of Yah and your heart is committed by covenant and by sacrifice to serve Yah with all your heart, soul, and might, well, how you going to do it without the knowledge of Elohim? How you going to serve Yah with all your heart, soul, and might, and you don't even have the knowledge of Elohim? So the Most High wants you to make the sacrifice and get it. If you can make the sacrifice and get everything else you get, all the other things that you consider valuable, that really amounts to vanity, but you can make sacrifice for vanity. But where's your sacrifice to get the knowledge of Elohim? Well, if you want to serve Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and might, Well, that's going to be one of your greatest sacrifices today. You say, man, what sacrifice should I be making? Get the knowledge of Elohim, because Yahweh said, this is what I desire. He said, blesses those who choose the things that please me. And Yahweh said, I desire this. I love to see it. Look at my son. All he doing is searching out knowledge about me. And why would a man want knowledge about Elohim? Why would he want knowledge about Yah? So he can serve him. Ain't that just a beautiful thing to see that somebody just going out their way to figure out knowledge about you so they can serve you, so they can serve you better? That's beautiful. So I can understand why Yahweh loves this. I can understand why this is a desire for the Most High. This is a delight for the Most High. But if we keep reading, offer unto Elohim thanksgiving and pay your vows unto the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So the Most High letting us know these bullocks and lambs and all these things, my Christian brothers and sisters, and listen, we Israelites, the Most High have taught us that the sacrifice that we're making today is not the sacrifice that they made in the past. The Most High said he did away with it. Jeremiah 7 and 21, 22, he tell you right here, I did away with that. I didn't even speak about that concerning sacrifice when I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. I just want them to keep my commandments. I just want them to obey my voice. Sacrifice, bullocks and lamb, this is something that you do at your own voluntary will. But what I want is the obedience. And of course, in the book of, is it Samuel? Yeah, 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, the 22nd verse. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Also, go with me to Psalms 25. I'm trying to let you know, people, that there is a sacrifice. The Most High said, gather my saints together. This is what you got to pay attention to. Gather my saints together. And what do that make you think of when you hear that? It makes me think of Zephaniah, the second chapter, when it says, gather yourselves together. Yeah, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as a chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, gather yourselves together. But the Most High is letting us know, I want my saints to gather themselves together, those that made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And then the Most High goes first is to show you, these are the sacrifices that the saints are going to make. So when he sent his servants, when he sent his angelic beings, when he sent forth his hunters and fishermen, they know exactly which people that Yahweh is looking for. They know exactly who to fish and who to hunt and who to gather together. He said, I want you to get my saints. Well, who's your saints, Yahweh? Look at the ones that made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And when I hear sacrifice, I already know what Yahweh's talking about. He's not talking about no bullocks and no lambs and no bulls and he-goats and fowls of the air. He's talking about those that's getting the knowledge of Elohim. Those who's giving Yahweh thanksgiving and paying vows unto him. But let me show you this further. Because, see, the Most High desire truth and inward part. And when he come, if you don't have truth and inward part, my goodness, what sacrifice have you been making? What have you been doing with your time that you don't have no truth in your inward parts? Psalms 25. I'm going to just start at verse 1. Unto thee, O Yah, do I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. And this is the fourth verse I want you to pay attention to. Show me thy ways, O Yahweh. Teach me thy paths. So the Most High, when it comes to sacrifices, if Yahweh say, listen, go do a sacrifice, that this is the first thing you're supposed to do. Why? Because we already know that Yahweh's thoughts is higher than ours. His ways is higher than ours. So Yahweh wants to see us humble ourselves and say, Yah, teach me your ways. Teach me your paths. So I can make a sacrifice to you, Yah. Because I can't go off my own thoughts in my own way, because that's way too, it's not going to measure up to your standards. The fifth verse says, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the Elohim of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And yes, we got to wait on Yah. But this is the thing. It's all about the knowledge of Elohim. We have to ask the Most High, and not only ask the Most High, we have to commit ourselves to learning the ways of Yah, allowing Yahweh to teach us his paths, and ask the Most High to lead us in his truth. Because this is what it's all about, people. And I'm trying to tell you, the knowledge of Elohim, that's the sacrifice. Which means what? The sacrifice is truth. You got to get this truth. The Most High want to see truth in your inward parts. You want to be praying about truth. You want to be seeking truth. And you want to be talking truth, walking truth, thinking truth. Like, what is the truth? Concern yourself with it. Make it vitally important. Go with me to Psalms 57. Look what the Most High says. See, like I said, Yah's ways, and this is not my words, it's his words. His thoughts is higher than our thoughts, and his ways is higher than our ways. So how you thinking that Yahweh is going to save you? How you think that Yahweh should save you? Trust and believe that Yahweh got a whole different way. He got a whole different plan, platform, program, and you ain't even coming close to even imagining how Yahweh would bring this thing into fruition to save you and deliver you from the times of trouble. But let me show you how Yahweh will deliver you. Psalms 57. Verse 1, be merciful unto me, O Elohim. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in thee. Yeah, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto Elohim Most High, unto Elohim that performeth all things for me. And see, this man ain't called upon the name of the Most High yet. But he said, man, I'm just calling on the Most High. People, you have no excuse. Call on the Creator that created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Call upon the Most High. And this word God, we say Elohim because it's the Hebrew word of God. We don't say God, we say Elohim. He say, I will cry unto Elohim Most High, which means Elohim just means power. He's the Most High power. He is the power. He's the source of power. And any other power is because it's powered from him. All life comes from him. All power comes from him. All light comes from him. Darkness comes from him. Good and evil, there is nothing outside of the makings of our Creator. He created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. The great lights in the heavens, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, he made it all. And so just cry to him. You don't have to fall victim to no man's understanding. You don't have to fall victim to religion. All you have to do is get out here and look up into the heavens and call upon the Creator. Call upon the one that you know is most high. He's so high that you got to look up. And we know ain't nobody higher than him. But watch what he says in the third verse. I'm going to read the second verse again. I will cry unto Elohim, most high, unto Elohim that performeth all things for me. And whether you believe it or know it or not, he performeth all things, the good and the bad, because he created good and bad. It says, listen, in the third verse, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up. Selah. Elohim shall send forth his mercy. Like he said, he desired mercy and not sacrifice. And then he said the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. And watch what it says here. It says Elohim shall send forth his mercy and his truth. This is how he said he will save you. You might not understand that, but if you seek to, you will. But the Most High said he just going to send forth his mercy and his truth. And this is why he said he desired truth in the inward parts. See, the mercy he's going to send forth is his arm. And who is his arm? It's his servants. And they're going to be the carriers. They're going to be the messengers. They're going to be the servants of his mercy. So whatever mercy he wants them to carry out, they're going to do it. And when he said he's sending his truth is the same thing. It's his arm. It's his word. And what does Yahweh does? He will have his servants. And like they say, real recognize what? Real. So you're going to have the truth. The Most High said, I'm going to send a mercy and I'm going to send truth. And they're going to come. And you know who they're looking for? They're looking for the mercy. They're looking for those that's merciful in the name of Yah. They're looking for those who has the truth in the name of Yah. I'm going to read that one more time. He shall send from heaven. This is why you want to look to the heavens. Because we're talking about the Most High. And the highest thing we can see is the heavens. But the Most High told us in Isaiah 66, that heaven is just his throne. Sit upon that. The earth is his footstool. He sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Why are they telling you the earth is square? No, he sitteth upon the circle of the earth. So, yes, the highest thing we can see is the heavens. But Yahweh said he said above that. So you want to call unto Yah. You want to call unto the Most High Elohim. And he's going to send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up. Elohim shall send forth his mercy and his truth. This is why you want to, this is the sacrifice you want to make today, people. Because Yahweh's ways is higher than yours. His thoughts is higher than yours. So I know you think that bread and food and whatever else you might put your, what do you say, don't put all your eggs into one basket. You making your investments, you're spending your time, this, that, and the other. No, the Most High said he desired truth in them reports. Because when it comes to salvation and when it comes to being saved, he's going to send forth his mercy and truth. And if you don't have them two things, well, mercy and truth ain't going to save you. It's not going to save you. And what kind of person don't have mercy and truth? Go with me real quick. I want you to stay in this chapter for a second. He shall send forth his mercy and truth. Fourth verse, Psalms 57, verse 4. And what we're talking about is the sacrifice that Yahweh is looking for us to make today. It's the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. And the knowledge of Elohim is truth. And he said he desired truth in the end reports. And the reason why you want to make this sacrifice, because this is how Yahweh going to save us. He's going to save us through mercy and truth. And Yahweh said not only he desired truth, the knowledge of Elohim more than sacrifice, he desires mercy. So with the merciful, he's going to be merciful. But the fourth verse says, my soul is among lions, and I lie, even among them that are set on fire. So you're around a bunch of lions. You're around a bunch of people that set on fire, which means, I mean, you just got some angry, heated. They heated. These people mad, man. You walk around with mad people for real. You just don't even know that, man, the earth is sick. The earth is in gross darkness. And people that you walk around with every single day, they really set on fire. They got a fire kindled in them. Why you think just in moments people would just go up in a bank and shoot everybody in it? Walk up in a, just yesterday was at McDonald's drinking a coffee with everybody, and then the next day they came to Sam McDonald's and killed them all. This is the type of things that's going on. We in the midst of lions that people set on fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue is sharp swords. Be thou exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit for me into the midst whereof they are falling themselves. My heart is fixed, O Elohim. My heart is fixed. And people, I looked up this word truth. And guess what? That's what it means. It means fixed. That's what it means. Fixed. Set. Established. Sure. And man, of course it means that, because that's what the truth is. The truth is something that's established. The truth is something that is sure. Like, is you sure? I got the truth, don't I? Because that's what the truth is. It's sure. You can't put nothing to it. You can't take nothing from it. It's fixed. And that's why Yahweh said he desired truth in the inward part, because he wants you to be fixed with him. He wants you to be sure about him. When you look at these servants and patriarchs in the scriptures like Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, these men had truth in the inward parts. Because that's the only thing that's going to fix you. That's the only thing that's going to set you and establish you and make you sure that Yahweh is your Elohim, that Yahweh is your creator, and that nobody have no power outside of it. Nobody has no power literally outside of Yah. He got a gun to your head. I don't care, because the power belongs to Yah. Mori Elisha Israel was shot in the head. And guess what? The day he died, one of the day that bullet went into his head. That wasn't even the day he died. But guess what? The day that he did die, which was many, many years later, that bullet was still in his head. And why? Why didn't he die? Because it wasn't his time. Why wasn't it his time? Because Yahweh said it wasn't his time. How I know Yahweh said it? Well, because Yahweh will is what's going to be done. That's what's going to be done. And when your heart is fixed with Yah, it don't matter if a man got a gun to your head. When you got the truth in your inner parts and you got the knowledge of Elohim, it don't matter if a king threatened to throw you in a fiery furnace. It don't matter if he threatened to throw you in a den of lions. You know that there is no weapon he has that has power over Yah, that has power outside of Yah. The Most High said, no weapon formed against thee will prosper. This is why truth is so powerful, people. This is why you got to invest yourself in something that's way higher than what you think. Way higher. And you got to put yourself in a way that's way higher than your normal way. I'm talking about truth. Truth, truth, truth. Yahweh is an Elohim of truth. And all truths is going to do one thing. And one thing is going to fix you. It's going to set you and establish you. And when you got that, you got everything you need. And this truth, let me show you this. Proverbs, the third chapter. And notes, excuse me, because I'm getting into praising Yahweh a little bit, but I got to finish this scripture. He says, my heart is fixed, O Elohim. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery in heart. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Yahweh, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. My people, started this off with Hosea, the sixth chapter, the sixth verse. The Most High said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. And what is the knowledge of Elohim? It's the truth. Let me show you this. Go to Proverbs, the third chapter. In Proverbs, the third chapter, and the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. And really, this is all the book of wisdom. Yahweh's whole book is the book of wisdom. But this book of Proverbs is the book where you have the law of wisdom written therein. And this book is not to be taken lightly at all. For life is in it. The length of days is in it. Watch what it says in Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Because you want truth in your inward parts. And that's what the commandment of Yahweh is. It's true. When he said Yahweh's commandments is sure. What did he say? We got Mowbray Isha singing that song, don't he? He said Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony is sure, making wise the simple. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandments is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yah are true and righteous altogether. Praise Yahweh. But listen, let your heart keep my commandments. The second verse, Proverbs 3:2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Watch the third verse. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Don't let it forsake thee. Please, people, don't let it forsake you. Don't let mercy and for truth come back to deliver people and you left hanging on the side. Don't let that happen to you. Bind them about your neck. Talking about this mercy and truth. Write them upon the table of thine heart. And what's going to happen is, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of who? Elohim and man. That sounds like the definition of our name. The name of Israel means he, a prince that has power with Elohim and man and has prevailed. And if you got favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man, how much power can you get more than that? Trust in Yah with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yah and depart from evil. Because it's going to be health to your navel, marrow to your bones. And so, yes, it's not the morsel of bread and the cup of juice and your herbs. No, it's just the mercy and truth that you should bound upon your neck. The mercy and truth that you should invest yourself into. Trusting in Yah. Be not wise in your own eyes. See, the scriptures teaches us that he that's wise in his own eyes is more hope for a fool than of him. So you don't want to be wise in your own eyes. And you got people out here that's just wise in their own eyes. All you have to do is fact check yourself. Go to these scriptures. And then you can see if you're wise or not. But go with me to Psalm 61. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. I done went to brothers and sisters with certain truths. They said, man, that might be true and all, but how is that going to benefit me? Well, it's going to benefit you because Yahweh said that he desired truth in the inward parts. Truth is something that you should be excited about because truth is literally, like they say, truth will set you free. They don't really know how true that is. It literally will set you free. Because Yahweh will save you because of it. Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O Elohim. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O Elohim, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before Elohim forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, people. Don't let mercy and truth forsake you. Mercy and truth, the Most High said, I'm going to send from heaven to deliver you. I'm going to send my mercy and my truth. That's what's coming from heavens to deliver you. Do not let it forsake you. And not only it says this, it says mercy and truth will preserve you. Which means what? It's like a preservative. like embalming fluid. It's going to keep you unblemished. It's going to keep you untouched and unscathed. So in a time of trouble, you're going to be preserved. Why? Because that's what mercy and truth will do. My people out there that don't know when the Sabbath day start, well, you better get up on it. You don't know which day of the week is the Sabbath day, please get up on it. Make the sacrifice that you need to make to get the truth. The Most High said in the book of Isaiah, I believe it's around 44 and 8. The Most High said that seek me and you shall find me. All you have to do is seek. And that's the sacrifice you're always looking for. A lot of our people, they tap out because why? You're not a man of truth. You're not a man that's trying to find the knowledge of Elohim. All these religions, all this, these different opinions and all this different understanding and all this and that. It's all just a test. And it's really all just smoke that is easy. If you seek the Most High, he got a light shining through the smoke. You will find the light. You will find the truth. And when you find it, that's you safe. You at home now. And the Most High is going to teach you. And he's going to preserve you through his mercy and his truth. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I will uphold. And behold means to look. Behold means to listen, to pay attention to. And I'm telling you, this is how Yahweh is going to deal. He's going to deal with his servants. He's going to bring his servants to you. And I praise Yah, he's bringing his servants to us every single day. But behold my servant, whom I will uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delight. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. Because he don't have time to be wasting with no foolishness. Serving of Yah only concern himself with two things, and that's mercy and truth. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. And like I said, that's all he's concerned with is judgment and truth. And that's what the judgment of Yahweh is. It's his mercy. Believe it or not, it's his mercy. He's going to bring this judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and all the isles shall wait for his law. Also go to Isaiah 48 and 1. I'm just trying to just shine a whole big light as much as I can on the fact that this, it's all about the truth. Isaiah 48, verse 1. Hear ye this, O Yaakov, which are called by the name of Israel. You got people that's done woke up and they know that they Israelites. They know they descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And are come forth out of the waters of Yehuda. Which swear, they swear by the name of Yahweh. They make mention of the Elohim of Israel. But not in truth. Nor in righteousness. They not doing it in truth. And so you have to seek the truth for yourself. And once you seek the truth for yourself, and you can't seek the truth without praying to Yah. How you going to seek the truth and don't pray? You have to ask the Most High to be with you, to guide your steps. That's what the brother did when I showed you in Psalms 51. No, that was Psalms 25. Go back and read that. at your own time. Write that down in Psalms 25, starting at verse 5. When he says, teach me thy ways and lead me in thy paths and show me your truth. You have to ask the Most High to do this. Which brings me to another sacrifice that I will not have time to speak on today. But it's the sacrifice of praying. This is a sacrifice Yahweh is looking for. He wants you to pray. So one or two scriptures on that. But go, since we're in Isaiah real quick, just go to Isaiah 59. See, people, they want to spend their time doing everything else. But they don't want to spend no time for the truth. And if you don't know Yahweh, if you don't know your creator, the one that created you in the womb, that formed you in the womb, you don't know your purpose, you don't know who you are, and at the end of the day, you are going to be your own blame. And the Most High is going to look at you and say, listen, you had time to do everything else. You should have made time for the truth. Isaiah 59, he says, listen, behold, Yahweh's hand, verse 1, behold, Yahweh's hand is not short that it cannot save. His hand ain't short that it can't save. The mercy and truth is right there in his hand, ready. Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. He hear, but it's your iniquities that have separated between you and your Elohim. Your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. And your biggest sin is your proud look, your arrogance, your pride. And your sure just disrespect of the Most High. Disrespect meaning the disregard. You just ain't going to regard the Most High at all. You ain't going to look and seek the Most High at all. You're not going to make it of no importance to search out and to seek out the knowledge of Elohim. Your hands are defiled with blood. Your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongues mutter perverseness. In the fourth verse. None call it for justice, and nor any pleading for the truth. Ain't nobody pleading and calling for no truth and praying for the truth. And a lot of our people that think they got the truth, they just prideful. Because when you go try to talk to them about the truth, no, I already know the truth. How you know the truth? How do you know unless you tried? The scriptures, the Most High said, his word is tried. Which means it's tested. Tried means to be taken through the fiery furnace. When you try gold, that means you purify. You take it through the furnace, you try gold. Which means it got to go through a process of being melted down. All the impurities come out. And when it come out the other side of the furnace, you got a pure piece of perfect, unblemished gold. And Yahweh said his word is tried. You can test it. You can bring any point. You can bring any wisdom, understanding, and his stuff still gonna come out the same. Ain't nothing gonna switch. So about time it starts, when it finish, it's still gonna say the same exact thing. He's not gonna have to manipulate nothing. And so let's, what you believe is the truth, bring it forth. So we can try it and see and test it, and see what the end product of it is gonna be. But none is pleading for this truth, because they don't even realize the truth is what's going to really set them free. They think their own wisdom is going to set them free. They think their money is going to set them free. Their riches is going to set them free. Maybe their good looks and their charming looks and charming personalities is going to set them free. I don't know, but it ain't the truth that they believe is going to set them free. And this is why we are not investing ourselves in it. This is why you have nothing but confusion in our midst and people teaching this and that and all these different teachings. When all we got to do is get on our knees, make the sacrifice God's looking for, and pray to the Most High, look up into the heavens, call upon the Most High. He said, man, I'm gonna send my mercy and my truth. And I gotta go to let's go to Jeremiah, the fifth chapter. verse 1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof if you can find a man. I want you to see if you can just find a man. If there be any that executes judgment and any that seeks the truth. And if you can find just one man that seeks the truth in his inward parts. That seeks the knowledge of Allah, that really, I mean, he's seeking the truth, which means what? He doing like the Most High said in Isaiah 34, verse 16. He's reading. He's, and not only that, he's getting on his knees praying. He asking Yahweh for the truth. He asking Yahweh to, man, Most High, he looking and hold his hands to the heavens. Teach me, y'all. Teach me your ways. But if you're going out in these streets and to and fro, you don't see nobody asking and looking up to the heavens, asking Most High to teach me your ways, to lead me in your paths. This is not what our people doing. This is not what the world is doing. He said, man, if you can find one man that's executing judgment and seeking truth, he said, I'll pardon it. Yes, because that's what saves, mercy and truth. The Most High will pardon you. He will pardon America. He will pardon Sodom and Gomorrah. He will pardon anything. All he got to find is mercy and truth. Go to Jeremiah 9. We'll say, wait, and then the second verse. And though they say Yahweh liveth, surely they swear falsely. They talking about Yahweh lives and praise Yah. But they swear falsely because it ain't even no truth in you. There's no real truth in you. You're not really sincere. Because if you were sincere, your labor every single day, your sacrifice every single day will be in this truth. You will never settle. Why are you settling? You're supposed to be seeking the truth every single day. Especially, and you say, well, when is it the day that I just stopped saying, well, the day that you stop seeking the truth, the day that you stop laboring in truth is the day that we all see eye to eye. The day that we all got the knowledge of Elohim, we all praising Yah with one mind, one accord, one mission, one law, one nation, that's when. But how can we sit down and be comfortable right now? Also, Jeremiah 9. The first verse, oh, that my head were waters, my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. They bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says Yah. They don't know me. They not even valiant to know me, but they valiant for these lies. They valiant and mighty and strong for this foolishness. But they ain't mighty and valiant for the truth. They not mighty and valiant to know me. Because guess what? The truth is, they want none of me, says Yah. They don't want none of me. They want their vanity. The Most High said this. In Deuteronomy 32 and 5, he said, this spot on these children, it's not the spot of my children. This is not the spot of my people. Because my people is a people of truth. Yahweh said, I'm an Elohim of truth. You know why? Because Yahweh's sure about him. He's sure about himself. His heart is fixed. That's why everything he does is established through covenants. And when he created the earth, He said, man, the earth going to abide forever because everything he do is in truth. He didn't create the earth just to do a practice test and put the sun and moon up there for some practice tests. No, these things are established. As soon as he created it, it began to fulfill its purpose, and it's doing it all the way to this day. And Yahweh has purpose in every single thing he does. He's an Elohim of truth. He's sure, he's fixed, he's established with everything he do. He ain't just messing with people for no reason. Like we do, we just do things for no reason. Because we wicked. We have no purpose. That's why scripture said, man, cursed be this man that sinneth without a cause. I can see if you had a reason, some kind of purpose behind what you're doing. But we just do things for no reason. You'll go out, you got these hunters, go out and kill deers. And for what reason? There's no reason at all. I just want to have some fun and hang his head up on my wall. This is what the wicked do. No purpose, and we have no purpose. This is why we're not seeking the Most High. We don't have no purpose in life. Our purpose is just vanity. We just want to just consume ourselves and our time with vanity until we have no more time. And that's the most evilest thing that's done under the sun. To be given time and then put your time to vanity and then it's over. When your time was given to you to seek the knowledge of Elohim, you got to seek it out. And it's right there in your face. All you got to do is get on your knees and call upon the Most High Elohim. You don't have to know his name. Call upon the Creator, the ones that is responsible for the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. And the last thing I'm going to read, then we're going to close out. In 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Wait. Let's see. Proverbs, the 15th chapter. No, I was going to the right place. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And we're going to get more into this, people. Just stay tuned in. Because the Most High has prepared his servants to feed you all his mercy and truth every single day. That's why this show is called Nothing But the Truth, because that's all you're going to get. You don't realize salvation is coming to you every day. Deliverance is coming to you every day. And as long as you embrace it into your heart, you will be saved. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. And I'll start at verse 12. And Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. A house of sacrifice. He said, I've heard your what? Your prayer. Because that's what you're supposed to be doing, praying in the Most High. And he said, I done heard your prayer, and this house is a house of sacrifice, and this house is the house that's in the east. The Most High said, this is a house that I'm going to place my name here forever. Now watch what he said. 13th verse. If I shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. See, people that ain't humble, they don't want to pray. All you got to do is just humble yourself. Breathe. Humble yourself. Get on your knees. Spread forth your hands to the Most High Elohim. And look unto the heavens. And pray. And seek my face. Seek the knowledge of Elohim. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sin and heal the land. And so, yes, we got to pray, people. And it's more on this praying I got to show you, because our people don't know how to pray. They don't know how to pray. So the Most High got to show you how to pray, and we're going to show you. But until then, get on your knees, spread forth your hands, and call upon the Most High Elohim to lead you in the way of truth. And with that being said, I just want to say praise the mighty Yah. Yah. The Most High Elohim, the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. He's righteous. He's holy, and let him be magnified. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put right in me and now we flee for fallen leaves. The grind and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will appraise and pursue. Rebellious of the Son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we turn back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Adore Yah, magnify Yah, cause it's great.